Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on a Halloween Friday. You only have one more hour of Jack on the show as he is working a quarter day.
Didn't know he was here.
Yeah, barely.
Many people say that.
Yeah. So 3 o'clock on Friday is Elliot time. Now, because it's the bye week, Elliot went on vacation. So the great thing about technology now is artificial intelligence is getting smarter and smarter and smarter and smarter, right? Basically thinks on its own. You can have conversations with it, as I do sometimes.
Yeah.
So we do have this thing where we can feed in everything we know about Elliot, you know, as much sort of Elliot content as we can, and it develops itself like its own Elliot that will give us the answers we would normally ask Elliot. It doesn't always come out perfect. So we did it, and we got Elliot, and he couldn't be here, but it turned out like Elliot is a little sassy, I guess, a little sassier than he normally is.
Right.
So we will try to do our Friday thing with sassy Elliot, just understanding that he is not exactly the Elliot we know. Hopefully we'll get the same information. Hey, sassy Elliot.
Hey!
Oh, boy.
What?
Wow.
I told you he's a little sassy.
And he's a little hot.
Yeah, yeah.
He comes in aggressive.
Yep. All right. So, Elliot, with the Eagles off for the week, do you think they'll make any adjustments to the game plan?
I'll tell you what. I want to make some adjustments looking at Ike sitting there. Fine-ass man right there.
Oh, boy. Yeah. I told you he's sassy, man.
Wow.
I agree. Ike always looks great. Can we get to the team, though, Elliot?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I think they'll continue to work on the offense. Everything looked better than it had all year against the Giants, so I think they'll try to see what they can do to keep the running game humming.
All right. That's normal, Elliot. What about the passing game?
Oh, no, you didn't. This man did not just ask me about the passing game. Look, child, the passing game is going to be what Jalen wants it to be. And you know he's going to have the best fit with that backwards Kangol hat and those broad shoulders.
Okay. There it is. Pretty sassy again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm at a loss for words.
Yeah, right well, now. Look.
It sounds like Elliot.
Well, I'm telling you, it is basically a version of Elliot, just slightly sassier.
Well, you could say this is actually the true Elliot.
It could be, yes. Maybe the computer found something about Elliot that we didn't know.
Finally, the truth.
Yeah.
Unlike the lie detector.
All right. I was just asking a question, sassy Elliot. How about the trade deadline? Do you think the Eagles will make another move?
Hard to say. But you know Howie will always be working the phones to try and improve the team.
All right. Do you think potentially a trade for Myles Garrett is on the table?
Girl! You know he's going to get him if he's available. And if Myles Garrett is in town, you know I'll be available. What a fine-ass man.
All right.
He's obsessed with fine-ass man, huh?
Did he do a girl there? Girl!
He did. Sassy Elliot, can we keep it to football?
And Howie Roseman with that 5 o'clock shadow and that vest? You don't have to tell me twice.
All right. Enough, Sassy Elliot. Remember, you can get Elliot on the Go Birds podcast at Go Birds Daily, wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, it's ironic that Jack is handing out organic candy, because that boy is a snack.
All right. Okay. All right. Holy moly.
Wow.
All right. Goodbye, Sassy Elliott.
Later, Gator.
All right.
Not later, Gator.
Not Gator.
Sassy Elliott, brought to you by Robin Ford, online at robinford.com. Robin Ford, where cars and trucks are sold cheap, cheap.
That was different.
He did give a girl.
Yeah, there's a few in there that,
yeah.
Caught me off guard a little bit.
I'm sure it did. I'm sure it did.
I couldn't even imagine Elliot sounding like that, man.
Sassy, a little sassy. A little sassy. He gave us a no. Oh, no, he didn't as well.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Yes.
All right. 215-592-9494. Cowboy Jim, you're on WIP. What's up, Cowboy Jim?
I think you just sent Elliot's manhood back up.
Yeah, I think so.
Look,
well, he does that to himself, to be fair.
He does. I think we discovered the real Elliot.
What do you call him? Metro? Metrosexual?
Yes. Yep.
Poor Elliot. Hey, listen, first of all, didn't I say that when Jack takes on to camera that Jill would finally get a car? And guess what? Jill finally got a car.
There's no way you ever said that.
We don't remember you ever saying that.
Yeah, that never happened.
Yeah, come on. You remember that. Got a Costco membership. He's getting organic food. I mean, who is this Jack?
I got organic chocolate treats last night for everyone. In addition to the organic gummies they want.
This guy moves into a big house, but this is the same guy complains about parking.
Oh, yeah. He's buying organic chocolate, organic candy.
New cars.
And if we're being honest, Jack, and you should know this better than anybody, well, organic is kind of a fraudulent.
I understand about greenwashing.
Okay.
I understand.
All right. Yeah.
It's a little bit better, and technically my mother-in-law bought it for us.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Well, she didn't buy the gummies, though.
No, I bought the gummies. That's my hard-earned money.
Yeah.
That's because the gummies.
Oh, no, your mother-in-law bought the car?
No. She bought the chocolate.
Oh, the chocolate.
Yes, okay. Yes.
Girl! Okay.
Yeah, don't do that.
It's been a long week for Ike with the Kelly Oubre.
Yeah, it's a lot going on with y'all, man. I'm telling you, man. It's a lot going on here, man.
The testosterone is falling rapidly.
Yeah, rapidly, yes.
You can't have Myles Garrett. Listen, my season's about to end Monday night, probably. Jerry Jones is about to make $100 billion. And
how
you
about
losers
that?
Are going to get Myles Garrett?
Yeah.
I'm done. I'm done with the NFL. I'm just done.
Wow.
I
can't take this anymore.
Hit the sad violin.
Yeah. Are you going to be nice to Myles Garrett on the plane when you see him?
I am nice to every. Stewardess Jim is nice to everybody on the airplane.
Wow, you're wrong with Stewardess Jim.
He's a little sassy.
That's what I'm saying. Yes.
Yep.
We've detected some sassiness from Cowboy Jim in the past.
Well, Devin, I had to straighten her out about how to act on the airplane, so she's straightened out now. So.
Oh,
I
wow.
Know that.
What did. Okay. All right.
Yeah,
hold on. Yeah. Stop right there.
Don't hang up the phone.
He wanted this. Yeah. He wants to explain.
How is Devin acting inappropriately on the plane?
He wants to explain.
She's not inappropriate. It's just that she thinks she's at a French restaurant and, oh, may I try this? Let me try that.
Wow.
Here. Okay. Oh, Jim. No, well, she knows me now, but she's like, Jim, and could you tell your staff? Where should I put my pillows and blankets? Or can you get me one? Where do I put my bag? You know.
Wait, this sounds like stuff that a normal person would ask a flight attendant. Where do I put my bag? And can I
get a pillow?
I get a pillow? Isn't that your job?
How's the short rib? How's the salmon? How is this? I haven't tried everything yet, Devin, but I'll get to it. Well, you want a cheeseburger? Oh, no, I can't have a cheeseburger, but I'll have the short rib. Oh, okay, let me get to that.
Oh, man.
You see what I have to deal with?
She's going to have to reply to this.
Yes, absolutely. We'll definitely have to get a report on this, whether she's pulling diva stuff on the plane.
But listen, this Myles Garrett thing, it kind of reminds me of Deion Sanders. You know, like, listen, if you want to have a dynasty, you know, Jerry was like, he went out and got, Deion.
Yes. Yeah, I think that's actually a good sports point by you there, is that, you know, a lot of times teams that are in this situation make what seems to be an over-the-top move to give you an over-the-top chance.
Yep.
I mean, right now, I think we were just talking about this, we'd all agree there are probably four really good teams in the NFC. Green Bay, the Rams, the Lions and the Eagles. And this, you, when you add a player like that, that is a huge, huge, huge difference.
Yeah, they know it. Now, like the Eagles know it.
Yeah, and that's why they try to get Micah, and that's why they're look, even if they don't go and get Myles Garrett, their desire to do so, I appreciate.
And the Cowboys established themselves with a dynasty. Unfortunately, after all that, everything tanked.
Yes.
Because they everything tanked. So
because of your owner.
Yeah, that was because of your owner.
No, it's not because of your owner.
Yes, it is.
I'm giving out candy that I got from the charter to everybody. So goodbye.
Bet 365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet 365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Sassy Cowboy Jim.
Yeah, Sassy Jim.
He's giving out all the candy bars from the flight.
Yeah, the little kid's going to get a 3-ounce bottle of Jack. A tiny soda. The Sixers play tonight. They play the Celtics. It is the first game of the NBA Cup group phase.
It's the worst idea in the history of sports.
Seriously.
Look, here's what you guys got to understand. And the Sixers, I believe, are the favorite. They're the favorite in their group to come out of their group.
Okay.
Look, here's the thing.
We're definitely winning it this year.
If the Sixers win the NBA Cup, it counts. Like, that is a true victory in the process era. We have not won anything.
It counts as what?
It just counts. We should a banner, a celebration.
A banner?
Yes, a banner.
They ought to be embarrassed if they hang that banner up.
Your Lakers hung up a banner.
not my Lakers.
The Bucks hung up a banner.
Yeah, I know. That's embarrassing.
I know
the league probably wants them to do this because they want to promote this nonsense.
And so
This has been nonsense since the inception.
Nope.
It is nonsense.
Here's the thing.
What is it called? The Players Cup?
The NBA Cup.
NBA Cup.
Yes. I think it was the Emirates NBA Cup, I think, was the sponsor last year.
How many of these have we followed?
This is the third.
No, I mean, like...
Oh, I don't care. Look,
Did we follow the Sixers last year with this?
Well, they've lost...
I don't even know when they...
They lost their first two games in group play, so it didn't even matter.
Yeah. Oh, what a shame.
Here's what I'm declaring. If the Sixers make the final NBA Cup tournament, which is in Las Vegas, Lakin's got to send us
there. Are we going? I was going to say, are we going?
Lakin's got to send us there. And not only are they going to hang a banner in the Xfinity Mobile Arena, we should hang a banner here in the studio. It is a victory for the process success. We did it. We won something. There it is. This is the lowest expectation Sixer season where everything is a joy. If we win the NBA Cup, we celebrate like we won the title.
NBA Cup is, this is how meaningless this is. Even that wouldn't be joyful.
Oh, yes, it would.
Now, you think Sixers fans are going to celebrate that?
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
Absolutely they will.
Why?
Because it's winning something. It's winning something.
It's not winning anything.
Yes, it is. It counts.
We'll fool ourselves. You know what? And we would. But if it was Embiid leading the team to the cup,
they would say it didn't count.
They wouldn't celebrate it.
Yeah.
Win something real.
Yeah, because it's Maxey and Edgecombe, this is going to be something we're going to prop up.
Yeah, the funniest thing is Embiid won the MVP and everybody dismisses him as the MVP.
Yeah.
I am telling you, I am treating it like it's really important. If they win the, unless they lose it,
unless
they lose it, it doesn't matter. It's just another regular season game.
Oh, gotcha.
If they come,
I kind of like those.
Yes,
it's a win-win situation.
Win-win. This whole season is win-win. If they lose, as long as the young guys develop, it's fine. If Joel Embiid is good, fine. If he's bad, fine. Doesn't matter. If they win the NBA Cup, I am promising you guys, I am going to come in.
Oh,
every
we know
day.
You are.
Yes.
Yeah,
act like it is
not
the
surprised at all.
Biggest thing in the world. It is joy. It is a real victory for the process. Jolly can kick rocks. Howard can kick rocks. Glenn can kick rocks. Angelo can kick rocks. Rhea can kick rocks. Everybody.
But what if Embiid doesn't play?
I don't care. It's still.
Well, who would be there from the process?
Well, Daryl to me is process adjacent.
No, Morey's not process.
He's process adjacent. He worked with Hinkie. Yeah,
that's adjacent.
Well, yeah, Jason, he is. You're right.
He is process adjacent.
He is 6 degrees of separation with Hinkie. Yes.
It's only really 1 degree with Daryl and Hinkie. I think Daryl would even say he's a little process adjacent. I will ask him. But I have Daryl, who is process adjacent. Elton is process adjacent.
Well, listen, well, I know the Sixers will definitely celebrate.
Yes.
Him.
I know they will. I will lead a parade down Broad Street, and there will be at least 300 people there for the parade.
So I am all in on the idea of a parade for it.
Yes.
That would be funny.
Yes.
Now, I'm sure you're going to do it for the Ricky people. I don't know if we can do a Ricky and WIP.
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
For a victory event. Yes. Ricky WIP crossover event.
Oh,
the NBA
no,
Cup parade.
No, but the problem is that's going to turn into a fight because the WIP people are going to be so mad about them winning the NBA Cup, and your people are going to be thrilled.
The people that go there will be fine. We have plenty of, look, there are plenty of listeners to the WIP afternoon show who understand that this would be a victory and would go to the parade. I'm telling you, it would happen.
I think they convinced themselves. I will say this.
Yes.
I don't think you'll have much work to do in convincing people.
No.
I wouldn't be against this. Like, as far as, I can't be a hypocrite.
You would get excited, though.
But
the finals?
No, I mean, the whole, I know, it's just finals. Regular season basketball games that they're tagging something around. It's literally regular season basketball games.
So I agree, the group play is just regular season basketball games.
Yeah.
But when you get into the tournament in Las Vegas, and the cup is right there.
Now,
bring me the cup!
Now, here's my question.
Yeah.
Now, after they... If they happen to win the cup, usually there's a big celebration in the locker room.
Yes.
Are they allowed to celebrate winning the NBA Cup?
Yes.
Much like
the Phillies
with winning a division.
All right. Big difference.
One is real and the
one's
other one
real.
Isn't. Yes.
Look, here's why it's a big difference.
Yeah, the Phillies is red. That's a real one.
Now, you two, hold on for 1 second. I wouldn't have had a problem the first, like, 3 times the Phillies got to the playoffs. It was when they had done it a number of times.
Yeah.
If the Phillies
it was their third time that you complained about.
Shut up. Here's the truth. If the Phillies won, let's call a spade a spade. The Sixers won 28 games last year. It was the worst season in recent memory. If the Phillies won 64 games, and then the next year they won the division, celebrate away. Have a big celebration. But when you win it 2 years in a row, that was different. And they went a little overboard. It wasn't just in the locker room, in the clubhouse. They went to Xfinity Live.
Oh, they rode one bull. They rode one bull. Stateside.
Let me ask you this, though.
Yes, sir.
Because, you know, creating this expectation and not meeting it brings criticism.
Well, but see, here's the thing. We mean creating the expectation of the parade or them winning?
No, them winning it.
Oh, I don't know.
Once the excitement. No. I mean, once you get into
the season. Yes.
No, for the cup.
Yes.
So once you get into the cup and say they get to Vegas.
Yes.
You know Embiid is playing.
Oh, of course he is.
But if they don't win it with him out there, this becomes a criticism of him again. That's what I'm saying.
But I will act like it doesn't matter. I want to be clear with everybody, and I know you're going to call and kill them for it and all those sorts of things.
Right. See, that's what I'm saying.
No.
This is what people will ridicule.
No, and then I will respond, the NBA Cup doesn't even, it's not even a real thing. This is a regular season game. I don't even know what, that's what this season's
about
to me.
It's the win-win situation.
I said, if you remember when the Sixers season started, I said, open your heart.
Yeah,
and be ready for only joy. That's what happens this year. Only joy. They win four in a row, start the season. This is amazing. Yeah. They lose tonight by 17. All we care about is Maxey and Edgecombe getting better.
There you go. I like that.
It is the win-win season for the Philadelphia
76ers. That should be the theme. That should be the show you love of this year.
Yeah, win-win. Win-win. Lose, you win, you win.
Yep.
All right, 215-592-9494. We're talking about Myles Garrett, whether you do the deal. Does the NBA Cup matter if they win? I say yes. If they lose, no. Or do we deserve a parade if they win? The answer is absolutely, positively yes. And you remember last time when Big A, Aaron's dad, from Manari's dad, was on Broad Street for like three straight weeks afterwards.
He
was, oh, man, I'm going to be so drunk at the NBA Cup parade. You guys, Jack, you're going to have to leave the show that day, buddy. It's not because I'm going to be, oh, man. I'll be seven surfsides in, buddy.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll be passed out on the side.
Are we going to leave our remote broadcast again? Because there's so many people.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be packed. Are you kidding me? All right, banner and parade. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, Tornado Shapiro's weekend forecast. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.